part of the reading today. It's lucky it's just the right length, isn't it? Our reading today comes from Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 8, and it's the New Living Translation. It should be on the screen, I think, but I'll go ahead. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us, sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die, even for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. This is the word of the Lord.
Brilliant, thank you. All over again. There we go. Right. Okay. Well, you've probably seen our wonderful building project going up. Hasn't it been exciting to see it rising out of the ground? I expect you've been peeking in the fence to see what's going on. Well, it's really good and really exciting. And actually, it's on program and it's on budget and it's looking really good. Some of us went in and had a look this week. It's going to be so exciting. There are going to be some doors where those blue signs are, where Joe's sitting. Sorry, Joe. there's going to be our doors there and we're going to be able to go out into a wonderful new extension. So that should be finished in the middle of February. And during the week, Brian and Colin and I meet with the architect. Who knows what an architect does? Let's see, who knows? Let's ask around the back here. Yeah, what's an architect do?
Designs houses.
Designs houses, brilliant answer. Yes, an architect designs houses. Well, I've got a little story about an architect that I thought we'd just act. And the story starts with Aidan, who was driving his JCB. Who'd like to be Aidan? Right. Okay, you can be Aidan. Well done. Got to have all the equipment on. Okay, Aidan. I know you're not really called Aidan, but that's what you are in the story. There we are. Okay. So here's your JCB. Sit on there. And Aidan began to work his JCB. That's right, go like that. And began to dig a hole. And here it is. So there we are. There's the hole. And as Aidan was digging, there was a clunk. Clunk. Should we all do that? Clunk. Excellent. And Aidan stopped his digger. And he climbed down out of his JCB and he went to look into the hole. That's right, he scratched his head. He looked a bit more closely. And he thought, oh, I don't know what to do about that. So Aidan called across the site so that Ellie could come and help him. Who'd like to be Ellie? Right, you go for this. Yeah. Yes, you come and be Ellie. Now, Ellie was the site supervisor. And when Ellie arrived, that's right, I'm going to put the orange one on, she said, tut, 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 there weren't any cones around the hole. So Ellie put cones around the hole because she was responsible for health and safety. There we are. And Ellie looked into the hole. Oh, you haven't got a hat on, sorry. You don't comply with health and safety. There you go. Excellent. Ellie looked into the hole, and then she looked on her clipboard, and she looked down the list, and she scratched her head. You can't scratch your head with a hat on. There you go. She scratched her head, and she looked back into the hole, and she thought, oh, don't know what to do about this. Better ring the architect's office. Well, actually, the architect's assistant. So, you want to ring him up? Boop, 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 boop. And the architect's assistant was called Jack. Now, Jack was cool. He drove a Ford Focus with shiny exhaust and little LED lights along the front. Who would like to be Jack? Come on, Seb, you come and be Jack. Yeah, Jack was dead cool. You probably ought to have one of those. There you go. So Jack arrived in his Ford Focus with the extra loud, shiny exhaust, and Jack had the plans. Here we are. Do you want to open those up? And Jack looked at the plans. He looked very carefully. That's it. It's a big plan. And then he looked into the hole. Then he realized he got the plan upside down. And he put it the right way up. And then he looked into the hole again. And now Jack wanted to appear like he'd got it all sorted out. And actually, he rather liked Ellie. So he wanted to impress her. But when he looked into the hole, to do. So, what do you think he did? Any ideas? Yeah? What he did was he phoned the architect. Okay, phone the architect. Excellent. And the architect was in. And the architect's called Reuben. And the architect, he designed the whole building. He was a very good architect. This is our plan, actually. He designed the whole building. And he knew exactly what needed to go where. And probably he was going to sort out the problem. So the architect got into his really rather nice car and drove all the way from his office, all the way to the site. He got out of his car and he came to the site. Who'd like to be Reuben, the architect? That's fine. Let's have somebody from further back. Yeah, would you like to be Reuben? Come on. Now, of course, the architect had a bow tie, because that's what architects do. There we are. Excellent. That looks really good. And the architect looked into the hole, and then he looked at the plan, and he scratched his head. Did he know what to do? What do you think? He looked really carefully, and he thought, well, I'd better get down there, so I'll put on my special equipment. And actually, by this time, it was pouring with rain, it was dark, it was horrible, and he looked into the hole, and he realized that the only solution was to put his wellies on, to take off his nice, crisp suit jacket, and put his wellies on. Do you want to put your wellies on? And to climb down into the hole where the rain was running down and the mud was sticky and horrible. So he turned on his torch and he went right down into the hole. Can you go right down into the hole? Right into the hole, that's it. And he saw what the problem was. And he got mud on his suit, you know. And he came out of the hole. And you see, these three didn't know what to do, but this one, the architect, he knew what to do. He knew the answer to the problem. And he fixed it. And so they were able to carry on with the digging. Well done. Carry on with the digging. And the job was done. I think give him a big round of applause, don't you? It's all right, leave it there. That's great. That's great. If you'd like to go and sit on the step there and sort of take your gear off, that's it. Could you just put that reading up again, Callum? We read, Ali read just a little bit earlier. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials. We had a bit of a problem with our hole there, didn't we? For we know that they develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And that means God's rescue. God has come down from heaven, just like the architect. And he's come and he's not just stood on the edge of our problem, but he's climbed right into our problem. All the pains and the struggles that we have in our lives, Jesus knew, because he was born to be alongside us and born to be on earth. And God, in Jesus, solved the problem. And the problem was our sin and our failing and the fact that we didn't follow God's plan, the architect's plan. But actually, we've discarded it and we've gone our own way and we've caused our own problems. But God in Jesus came to rescue us and to put it right and to give us an answer. Verse 6 says this, when we were utterly helpless, Christ at just the right time came and died for us sinners. And it talks about hope, this passage. This hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given his Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. God has died for us. He's filled us with his love. He's come to sort our problem. And that is the greatest good news, the greatest gift you could ever have, isn't it? Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you that you are the great architect, that you have designed the world. You have designed all that we know. And that you know the answers to our problems. And that you come down. You came down in history, and you come down by your Holy Spirit now, today, to help us in our hearts, to pour your love in our hearts, to solve the problems, to help us build character, to help us be the people that you want us to be. Lord, we're sorry when we follow our own plans. We're sorry when we go our own way. And Lord, we say, we want to be back on your plan. Thank you, Lord, for coming. Thank you for rescuing us. Thank you for your plan for our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.